Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Worldly Philosophers by Robert L. Heilbronner is a classic narrative history of economic thought that introduces the major thinkers who shaped how modern societies understand markets, wealth, and power. Rather than treating economics as a purely technical discipline, Heilbronner frames it as a human story driven by political conflict, social change, and moral debate. The 7th edition preserves the book's accessible style while reflecting later 20th century developments and the shifting confidence in economic systems after war, depression, and ideological rivalry. Readers encounter economics through the lives and times of its architects, seeing how Adam Smith, Karl Marx, John Maynard Keynes, and others responded to the world they inhabited and helped transform. The result is an engaging guide to why economic ideas matter, how they emerge from real historical pressures, and how they continue to influence public policy, business, and everyday life. It is especially useful for readers who want context, clarity, and intellectual orientation before diving into formal economics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economics as a social drama, not just a science. A central theme of the book is that economics cannot be separated from the society that produces it. Heilbronner presents economic thinking as a response to industrialization, urbanization, class tension, and the recurring problem of scarcity in a world of rising expectations. Instead of beginning with equations, he begins with the lived realities that forced people to ask new questions. Why do wages differ? Why do crises recur? Why does wealth concentrate? And what role should the state play? This approach helps readers see that economic models are built on assumptions about human behavior, institutions, and fairness. The book also highlights the persuasive power of economic stories, showing how a compelling vision of how society works can shape policy and public opinion for decades. By portraying economists as observers of history and participants in ideological battles, it makes clear why economics often feels political. Readers come away with a framework for reading economic arguments critically, asking what historical context they arose from, what values they imply, and what problems they are trying to solve. Secondly, the birth of modern capitalism and the vision of Adam Smith. The book explores how early capitalism emerged from older systems of agriculture, guild production, and mercantilist state control, and why this transition demanded a new way of thinking. In this setting, Adam Smith becomes a guide to understanding markets as an organizing force that can coordinate countless individual decisions. Heilbronner explains the importance of specialization, productivity, and exchange, and why Smith's thought appealed to societies seeking growth and relative freedom from heavy-handed regulation. At the same time, the narrative shows that Smith's outlook was not a simple celebration of greed, but an attempt to explain how self-interest could be channeled by institutions into broadly beneficial outcomes. The book emphasizes the tension between markets as engines of innovation and markets as arenas of inequality and exploitation. By placing Smith amid the moral philosophy and political debates of his era, it clarifies why his ideas became foundational for later discussions of free trade, competition, and the limits of government. Readers gain a clear picture of how market society was intellectually justified and socially contested from the start. Thirdly, Karl Marx and the challenge to the market order. Heilbronner presents Marx as a thinker shaped by the upheavals of industrial capitalism and the stark contrast between wealth and labor conditions. The book outlines Marx's critique of capitalism as a dynamic system that expands production but generates instability, conflict, and concentrated power. Rather than treating Marx as a distant ideological figure, the narrative ties his influence to the lived experience of workers, the emergence of mass politics, and the fear among elites that the new industrial order could tear society apart. Readers are introduced to the idea that economic systems contain internal tensions that may drive historical change, including crises and social struggle. The discussion also shows why Marx's work became a touchstone for movements seeking to explain inequality and challenge private control over production. Heilbronner's treatment helps readers understand both the intellectual force and the controversy of Marxism, especially in relation to democracy, revolution, and the moral question of what counts as a just distribution of wealth. The topic ultimately equips readers to interpret modern debates about capitalism's sustainability and the meaning of economic freedom. Fourthly, Keynes, Depression, and the Rise of Macroeconomic Management. The book explains how the Great Depression undermined confidence in the idea that markets reliably correct themselves, creating space for John Maynard Keynes and a new approach to economic policy. Heilbronner describes the shift from focusing mainly on individual firms and prices to thinking about the economy as a whole, including total spending, employment, and investment. The narrative highlights why unemployment can persist even when people want to work, and how fear and uncertainty can paralyze private investment. Keynesian thinking reframed the role of government, presenting public spending, monetary tools, and stabilization policies as mechanisms to reduce downturns and restore demand. Heilbronner also conveys the practical appeal of these ideas in democratic societies, where prolonged mass joblessness is socially and politically dangerous. At the same time, the discussion points to the limits and trade-offs of activism, including inflation risks, public debt concerns, and the difficulty of timing interventions. Readers gain a clearer understanding of why modern economic debates often revolve around fiscal stimulus, interest rates, and the boundaries between market solutions and public responsibility. Lastly, the 20th century debate, Planning, Freedom, and the Future of Capitalism, a major contribution of the book is its panoramic view of how economic ideas responded to the competing models of the 20th century, regulated capitalism, socialist planning, and later market-oriented revivals. Heilbronner shows how economists and policymakers grappled with the question of whether complex economies should be steered by centralized decisions, guided by rules, or left largely to market forces. The narrative connects theory to events such as war mobilization, post-war reconstruction, the Cold War, and periods of inflation and stagnation, demonstrating how changing realities tested earlier certainties. This section helps readers understand why economic arguments about efficiency often collide with arguments about liberty, equality, and stability. It also illustrates how economics became more professionalized and technical, while remaining deeply contested in public life. By tracing the evolution of confidence in planning and the renewed focus on markets, the book equips readers to see contemporary disputes about regulation, welfare systems, globalization, and inequality as part of a long-running conversation. The overarching lesson is that economic systems are not fixed, and the ideas used to justify them evolve with history. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand economics through people and history rather than through heavy mathematics. Students in introductory economics, politics, history, and philosophy courses will find it a strong companion text, and general readers will appreciate its clarity and storytelling approach. It benefits a reader's life by improving economic literacy in a practical way. You learn where today's arguments about markets, inequality, government spending, and regulation come from, and you gain the habit of asking what assumptions and values sit beneath any economic claim. That perspective makes it easier to evaluate news, policy proposals, and workplace conversations without being intimidated by jargon. It is worth buying compared to similar books because it balances intellectual biography with big-picture explanation, allowing readers to remember ideas by associating them with the conditions that produce them. Many introductions either oversimplify into slogans or overload with theory. Heilbronner offers an engaging middle path that respects complexity while remaining readable. For anyone seeking a durable foundation in economic thought, it remains a highly effective starting point. If you would like to support Robert L. Heilbronner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.